Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, May 30th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Over 500 Broadway artists have just released an open letter circulating throughout the theater industry in response to Patti LuPone's recent comments in The New Yorker regarding fellow actors Audra McDonald and Keisha Lewis. Per Playbill, the letter addresses the greater theater community and calls LuPone's actions degrading and misogynistic, a blatant act of racialized disrespect. It constitutes bullying. It constitutes harassment. It is emblematic of the microaggressions and abuse that people in this industry have endured for far too long, too often, without consequences. It also calls for the Broadway League and the American Theater Wing to disinvite LuPone from future industry events, including the Tony Awards, and for LuPone to take part in comprehensive anti-bias or restorative justice programs if she is to continue engaging with the Broadway community. This remains a developing story. Darren Criss is staying with Broadway's Maybe Happy Ending a bit longer. Criss will play Oliver in the fan favorite through August 31st. There was no indication as to when he was originally scheduled to depart. Criss is also a member of the show's producing team and has been championing the show throughout its run. This news comes as Maybe Happy Ending has just released its original Broadway cast recording on physical CD. The album was released for streaming back in mid-March, and a vinyl edition is scheduled to drop on June 13th. Maybe Happy Ending is now nominated for 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It currently runs at the Belasco Theater. And finally today, NFL defensive tackle Solomon Thomas will make a one-night-only cameo appearance in MJ on June 13th. Thomas played for the New York Jets these last three seasons and recently signed as a free agent with the Dallas Cowboys on a two-year, $6 million deal. He has seen the Michael Jackson jukebox musical six times so far and once brought nearly a dozen of his former Jets teammates with him. An avid supporter of Broadway, Thomas has acted as a CBS theater correspondent in his spare time and even presented at last year's Tony Awards. MJ continues its hit run at the Neil Simon Theater. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.